Our WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics, is Senior Chloe Carson of Brownstown High School. Chloe, a senior at Brownstown High School, what classes are you taking this year?
I have an interesting assortment of classes. I start off in civics, and then I go to the OCAW at Vandalia, and I take the commercial art class with Mr. Durkis. And then I come back, and eventually I go to English 4, and then I move on to anatomy, and then I go to band.
Right, that is quite the assortment of classes. Also at Brownstown High School, I know you're pretty active. So what clubs, activities, sports, anything like that are you involved in at school? And then also, what are you involved in the community?
Well, at school, I participate in Scholar Bowl. This is my second year. And I also do band. And so that includes marching band and pep band and concert band, pretty much anything that involves music. And we just enjoy that a lot. At home, I'm pretty involved with the church. I lead worship on Sunday mornings a lot of times. I like to play the piano for them. I like to I like to do a bunch of art and other fun stuff at home.
Okay, as far as once you graduate and move on, do you already know what you're doing after graduation? Are you set on, a school or anything like that, or a major? Or are you still kind of undecided and thinking about it?
I haven't officially decided where I want to go yet. I have a few ideas as to what I want to do, but I haven't made any official decisions. I've been thinking about something to do with veterinary technology, maybe, or possibly massage therapy, or maybe worship ministry.
And of course, that is a pretty wide assortment of what you're thinking about doing too. There are just a couple of different areas. So, what kind of made you gravitate towards, each one? What made you kind of gravitate towards possible ministry or possible vet technician or any of that?
Well, when we were little, we've always had animals. And so when we were little, we'd have calves that we'd have to take care of. We'd have to bucket feed them and we'd have to raise them. And so I just kind of got used to being around animals, and I enjoyed being around them a lot. And then at church, I always play and sing music on Sundays, so I enjoy leading the worship. And then I just like to kind of help people, so I thought if I did maybe massage therapy, I could help with them in that too.
As you kind of go through your high school years, that's something you kind of hear where people say that's, some of your major formative years and everything as a teenager. So when you kind of look back at, the 3 years you've already had it at the high school and, of course, finishing out your senior year and even before, in junior high, elementary school, who's kind of been, or I should say who or whom, depending on if it's person or more, who's been the major influences for you? Who's kind of mentored you, or who have you looked up to? Is it just parents, or, have there been teachers, or just anybody in the church or anything?
Man, I've had a lot of people that influence me. My family, of course, they're always there to influence and support me with everything. But then my youth minister at church, Erin, is, she's really great about taking care of things and helping me out with stuff, so she's helped with that too. And then I also really like a lot of my teachers, and I don't know if I could specify a single one, because I get along well with all of them, and I enjoy having them as there to help me along. So I just have a lot of a wide variety of people there.
Of course, quite a bit of a change when you graduate and you kind of get past high school. There's always the old cliche saying of now you're getting out into the real world, but definitely a big change when you move from, kind of being used to going to school, 8 to 3:30 or so every day. Things change up quite a bit when you get to college and then just kind of move on. So, what do you think, looking back, that you're going to miss most about, high school or just kind of being in Brownstown in general?
I think that I'll probably miss the friendliness of having all the people I know around me already, and partially just, as far as going to college, I'll probably miss the freedom of high school where you don't have as much homework and you don't have to be going all over the place to get where you need to go. I feel like I'll just miss Brownstown because we're such a rural community and we're all pretty tightly knit.
And that has been the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics.